Hey, what's going on? Mikey here, and I'm going to tell you about an offer from my good friends at ExpressBet. Let's be honest. We know you love playing the races, but you can't always make it to the track. Sometimes life just gets in the way of a good bet. Well, what if I told you about a place where you never miss a bet and you start with house money? You'd say I'm crazy, right? Well, not at ExpressBet. Your first $100 are on them. That's right. Sign up with ExpressBet.com using promo code XBRadio, bet $100, and they'll deposit $100 back into your account the very next day. Hey, plus you could get an extra $25 if you use ExpressFund Direct Deposit. You see what I mean? House money for betting the races. It's that easy. Check it out at ExpressBet.com to learn more. And don't forget to sign up for promo code XBRadio. You're gonna love it. And that's a Mikey guarantee. Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void or prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
With 35 years at the forefront of sports technology, Stats provides next-generation sports content for basketball, baseball, football, soccer. And now, Stats is turning its sights to horse racing. RaceLens is the most in-depth product on the market. With innovative analytics powered by data from Equibase, it will change the way you follow horse racing. Stats RaceLens, bringing clarity to handicapping. Learn more at stats.com/racelens.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-938-4643.
Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing. This is At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Back at the races, an hour well spent with John Sakura of Hillendale. Turn our attention towards some international events, and Dick Powell joins us. The Hong Kong Derby last week, and of course, Dick long associated with Dubai, and even back to the origins of the World Cup. Looking forward to Saturday, Dick. Good morning.
Lovely day out here in the Northeast. Starting to get a little bit of spring-like. The Hong Kong Derby was a couple of Saturdays ago.
Right.
And it kind of turned into an interesting race in the sense that Waikuku, who was the favorite, drew post 14. Now, on paper, he seemed to show a lot of speed. And you're thinking, well, maybe he can get over from there. Well, they didn't even try. They took him back. He was second last most of the trip. He made a huge late run, but it only was able to get him second in the three-horse photo. Hugh Bowman, who was Winx's regular rider. It's not enough that, you know, he's riding every imaginable big horse. including wins 31-32 in a row. He comes in and picks up the mount from Frankie Law on Furoff, who was a nice 6-1 shot. He just wound up getting a better trip from post 12. Bowman placed him much closer to the pace than Joe Marrera did with the Waikuku, and he pulls off the mild upset in the Hong Kong Derby. We have four Hong Kong horses in Dubai on Saturday. Southern Legend is in the Dubai Turf. Gold Mount is in the 2 Mile Gold Cup. Wishful Thinking is in the Alcaraz Turf Sprint. And Fight Hero is in the Golden Shaheen. Yesterday we had racing at Happy Valley. And the eight race card was your usual assortment of runners. What was kind of unusual yesterday was when you look at the running time, for some reason the sprint races were very fast. And if they weren't very fast, they were certainly fast on par with what they should be. But the distance races were amazingly slow. 1,600-meter miles were being run at 139, 140, glacial first quarters. So I don't know what was going on with the distance races, but the sprint races were quick. Jack Purton continues to dominate the rider standings. He's ahead by 28 wins. He had two more yesterday. Sylvester D'Souza is now gone from Hong Kong. He'll be riding in Europe and flat season underway over there. So he's out of Hong Kong. C.Y. Ho had two winners yesterday. C. Wan won two. That's kind of tough when you write that down. And Purton just making a mockery of the rider standings after Joe Marrera had won a couple of titles in a row. So we had nice racing in Hong Kong yesterday at Happy Valley. The action switches to Sha Tin this Sunday, early Sunday morning for us here in America. And we like two horses on Sunday's card. Race two is a class 5, 0-40 rating. And these perennially get not always first-time starters, but horses who haven't won a race and obviously aren't rated very highly. It's kind of tough to pick these out with the lack of form, but I don't know why I gravitate to these type races. But I like number 5, Royal Prerogative. Nick Cameron's going to ride this one. And ran on the all-weather track two starts back, going 1,200 meters, didn't run particularly well. Then they put Blinkers back on last time out of Sha Tin on the turf, going 1,400 meters, and showed a lot of speed before weakening late. He's kind of part of a, you know, Blanket finish. The first 10 were all within four lengths of each other. I like the fact that he's been taking money. And if he wins, he's going to have to move up to 40-60, but I think he's ready to do so. So that's number 5, Royal Prerogative. Underneath him, we will use number 12, breaking from the 5-hole. Little Fantasy, Karis Keaton rides this one, comes off of 2-3 good solid races. His ratings are, for some reason, pretty bad. So he's only carrying 114 pounds of him. Major advantage for number 12, even though they're only going 1,600 meters. That's a big weight shift. And we'll also use number 3, Money Marshall from Patrick O'Sullivan stable. Just looks like he has enough class to get into the money here. So it'll be 5, 12, 10. In race number 2 at Sha Tin on Sunday. And then we'll move on to race number 7. This is a little bit better race. This is a class 3, ratings of 60-80. I'm going to the outside here. Sola, YY, Zach Purton's going to ride this one for Frankie Law. They're a potent combination. Ran against 40-60s, beat that level, two back. Last time out against this level from post 11. Was a very good second, so there's nothing wrong with that race. Gets in with 118 pounds, which should help. And I think Solo YY has enough speed and pace to stay up near the lead. This is going to be a 6-furlong sprint around the one right-hand turn. Underneath that one, we're going to go number 2, Fat Turtle. Great name. I've never seen a skinny turtle. Has to overcome post 13, but did show a lot of speed in his career debut, despite being bumped at the start. I have no idea how inherently fast this one is, but it looks like he's quick enough to get over from that post for Karis Keaton. And third, we're going to go number 1, Champion's Way, who is undefeated in 3 starts. John Size trains, Joe Marrera rides. they pick up some weight here because he's moving up to, he's actually going to be out of this class. He's right on the edge with 80 rating, and he draws post 12, but doesn't have the speed that the two horse has from post 13. So I think that's going to affect him more than Fat Turtle. So race 7, we're going to go a little bit of an upset here. Number 11, Solo Way Way. Underneath that one, number 2, Fat Turtle. And third, number 1, Champion's Way in Dubai, which I don't know if you saw any pictures for you, but they had hailstorms there that made the road look like our roads. People are driving down the street with ice. They can make snowmen out of the hail. It was that much. So they've had a series of crazy thunderstorms hit Dubai coming in off the Persian Gulf. And the media accounts that I was reading this morning that the club was sending out said it was still raining this morning. I don't think it's going to rain on Saturday. So I think they're probably going to be okay Friday and Saturday. But the good news is that that should tighten up the track, that Dubai just has a history of, because of the sun beating down on it, the track is kind of dry and cuppy. And on the main track, the last place you really want to be is down on the inside with getting the kickback in your face. Well, with all the moisture, that should hold that down. So some of the normal handicapping factors that I put into Dubai racing, I don't think they're going to be there, at least on the main track. So some of the races are on turf, and we saw the last 2 years ago when they had the very wet turf, the year Aragon won the World Cup, the turf course was just a mess. It was breaking out from under them. Highland Reel was just a wheel traveler, always brings his A game. He ran dead last. He couldn't handle the turf. It was slippery, slow. I don't know what it's going to be like Saturday, but it's certainly not going to be firm or the usual condition, good to firm. So that's going to be interesting, how this crazy weather over there is going to affect Saturday's races. So please pay attention to that Saturday morning. And you might want to watch the first, even if you got to watch the Arabian race early on, just to see what the track is looking like. And then the Gaddafi Mile should give you an indication of how the track is playing. All right, I'll run through the races. Dubai Gold Cup, 2 miles. And lo and behold, the Melbourne Cup winner, Cross Counter, has been entered here by Charlie Appleby. So you get to see a Melbourne Cup winner. What's interesting with him, Stephen, he was a 3-year-old when he won the Melbourne Cup. Most right. Melbourne Cup winners are older, 5 years old. It's a perfect age. He won it at 3. So Appleby already has him out. I'm sure he's going to try to kind of negotiate a campaign to get back to Melbourne. But this is a nice spot, especially to run before the home crowd and Sheikh Mohammed himself and stuff like that. So Cross Counter is in the Dubai Gold Cup. One, an interesting horse, and I will put a couple of dollars on it. Marina Resco from Mike the Cock. And he's been kind of sneaking up on everyone with 3 starts during the carnival. Each is a little bit better than the last. Now, based on his carnival racing, he's certainly not ready for a Group 1 win. But based on his South African form, he won the July Cup in Durban. So he has lots of backlash. And the cock will race his horses into shape. So this kind of has the classic pattern of those type of horses that we've seen pay well over in Dubai on the big night. The Alcaraz Sprint, the 6 furlongs on the turf, and it's kind of like a War of the Worlds here. Stormy Liberal, United States' best turf sprinter, against Blue Point, Europe's best turf sprinter.
Yep.
So they're going to knock heads, and that's going to be just a tremendous thing to watch. That's going to be on the straightaway. And we'll see where the riders go. Now, you won't get any clue as to where they're going to go, because they might go to the grandstand side fence. They might go to the other side fence, and we'll see where they group up. The UAE Derby, all I can say is good luck. I mean, 14 horses going a mile on 3/16. And some of the better ones drew inside. Walking Thunder drew the rail. Now, normally I would just toss that horse. I would just say that horse has no shot, break him from the rail, because he's either going to have to gun to the front and use up too much energy, or he's going to, you know, just get carried out and lose ground every step. But if the track has this much moisture in it, and I'm not saying it's going to be a sloppy track, Saturday. But it's a great thing that we've got Mother Nature to cooperate and get that kind of moisture in the race. Walking Thunder was, you know, the talk of the carnival, the first three races. Then didn't run well in the 2000 Guineas, but he's an American bred son of violence and Phoenix Lady Syndicate. Frankie Dettori draws the inside, stretches out in distance. If the track is okay, he should be fine from the rail. The big horse is Divine Image from Godolphin. This is a Scat Daddy filly who has won her last two. She beat the boys in the Albastakia last time out by almost 8 lengths. Going today's distance, we've seen the Scat Daddies go from any surface, whether it's Mendelssohn or another Twist of Fate. Or they just seem to be able to run on anything. What a tragic loss his death was a couple of years ago, because he would have just been a monster sire for the rest of his life. But Divine Image looks like the one to beat here. Stubbins is in here from, who is that, Doug O'Neill? I'm scrolling down. Doug O'Neill comes in off three straight wins. He broke his maiden and then two wins, including a stakes win. Last time out, and then the interesting horse for me is Plouqué Parfait.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's... The fairgrounds main track can be a little quirky. Like, it's great to train on. It's safe. It's perfect for all of those reasons. But not everyone grabs it. And he had been running great at Churchill and Kima, and going into the fairgrounds meet, he ran into War of Will. I think they're very smart to ship over here for a $2.5 million purse. He's bred to go a lot longer than this, being by point of entry. So I think he could be a wake-up call, and oh, lo and behold, look who he has, Jose Ortiz riding him. So that'll be fun to watch, but I just don't have any strong feelings knowing how 14 horses on that track and not knowing what the track is going to be like makes it of concern. I'm sorry to hear about Roy H., because this Golden Shaheen, the first inside four horses were, before his scratch, Breeders' Cup won the last 2 years. Clearly the best horse in America at the end of the year last year. Imperial Hint is clearly the best sprinter in America during the summer. And XY Jet is clearly was the best sprinter in America during the winter, heading into the Golden Sheen last year, where he got run down by a head with the improbable late close by Mind Your Biscuits. And we got promises fulfilled right outside of them.
Yep.
So I call this one the Top Fuel Eliminator. This could be Don Garlitz and put the pedal down. I don't know. It's just going to be a fascinating race to see going into the first turn. I mean, just these are three of the fastest horses around. I don't see anyone running with them. I mean, it's entirely possible the race could shut up for somebody else, but I think Dale has the advantage here and promises fulfilled, because he does have some little bit of back class going along. He wouldn't have found the view, so he's not a stone-cold 6 furlong horse. And I think stalking outside XY Jet and Imperial Hint, he could probably box Imperial Hint in. I think it's advantage promises fulfilled to Robbie Alvarado. So, but that's just going to be a fantastic race to watch. And then it gets better. Race number 7 is the $6 million Dubai Turf, highlighted by Alman Eye, who won the Japan Cup in insanely fast time. I mean, just nuts. She's just as good as anyone as there is in the world. I mean, she would have to be ranked right up there with Wings based on her Japanese races, 158 and change,
well,
mile and a half. 220 and change, and it's just outrageous what she's been able to do.
No doubt, and there's not just a star in Japan, but I mean, it caught everybody's interest. I mean, even I latched on because we took a kind of watch those the American horses that went over, and happened to see that race, and I was like stunned. I mean, it reminded me instantly of Cesario. And it's pretty interesting when you think about it, Dick. Right now, arguably the three most followed horses internationally are fillies, between Winx, Almond Eye, and I would say newspaper of record, that everybody's salivating over getting her back. And
you're forgetting one. And Abel.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. She's coming back. You're right. You're right. Although I'll say this, though. They have not, for whatever reason, she has not been kept in the public eye. The beach ball hasn't been, bouncing around the audience as much. She's kind of out of sight, out of mind right now.
Yep.
But yeah, isn't that interesting that all all fillies, 3-year-old,
and when they, and
5-year-old.
When they race against males, it's not even newsworthy. I mean, how many times has Winx won group ones against males? 20? It's not even worth mentioning. No one even talks about it.
No, it's a Gallarette. She's got that Gallarette feel about her.
But she now what's interesting is she's by a sprint sire, Lord Canaloa.
Yeah.
And they didn't go to the Shima Classic, mile and a half, which is smart. They're just starting the year out. This is a mile late, and it's a one-turn mile late. They start in the backstretch. It's kind of like a Belmont mile late on the main track. So with her speed, I'm not saying she's going to go to the front, but she can get out there and set her pace. And Christophe Lemaire has ridden in Dubai many, many times, and he's an international rider. This is adapts to any circumstances. He's ridden her in all her starts. She does show a win on good turf, which is interesting. So she doesn't necessarily need the firm rock hard turf like she had last time out in the Japan Cup. But she's just an absolute superstar. But you have Dreamcastle, who won the Jebel Hatta.
Yep.
Deidre, who's a grade one stakes winner in Japan. Vivlos won this race 2 years ago. Yulong Prince was a group one winner in South Africa. And John Gotham, I didn't realize he was doing this. He shows up without parole. And he won his first four starts, including Royal Ascot, St. James Palace. And, he kind of went off form.
He tailed off.
This son of Franco is coming back and probably at an optimum distance for him, because a mile like one third isn't that much distance than a mile. And he'll probably keep them to mile races, most of the year, even though the Frankels can really stretch out. But without parole, is a group one winner, and a very exciting horse that Frankie's going to ride. And then that brings us to the World Cup. That brings us to the Shima Classic, where you got Magic Wand from Aiden O'Brien, Ray De Oro from Japan, grade one winner, Scott Richard, grade one winner from Japan, Desert Encounter, who won a grade one in Canada last year. This is a mile and a half. You're probably going to see extremely slow pace. I wouldn't be surprised. First half of the race going 117, 118. They'll just chug along, and then riders will try to find position and make their clean runs. It's a kind turf course because it's on the outside, big wide sweeping turns, but you still have to be clear. You don't want to be stuck behind anyone because you're going to have a big pack of horses racing. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There's only eight in this race, but it's not the greatest renewal of the Shima Classic, especially with some of the big ones going in the Dubai Turf, but it's still $6 million. You will see your assortment of, I'm looking, the Dolphin. Two. And when you're watching tomorrow, and they do move the camera around, they do take this angle ahead of the field from the inside, that's not what we're used to. Look at the caps. When you see a horse in the post parade, yeah, he's wearing blue, but he might have a white cap. Well, that's what you're looking for. And keep track of the cap that's on the rider. That's the best way to pick your horse out, especially when they're coming at you. That and the sleeves are the easiest way. So the Shima Classic will be race number 8, and then the big one, race 9. Now, they bumped up the World Cup to $12 million. And the local horses just look super tough in here. Capizano just came out of nowhere and exploded with three monster races, including he won the third round of the Marketing Challenge over Thunder Snow by 9.5. Now, everyone knew Thunder Snow needed a race, but oh, come on, 9.5 lengths. So this horse is almost hard to figure. It's hard to gauge how good he is, because based on just what you're seeing on paper, he he could be a winner. He's the son of Bernardini, so he's already shown he can get mile on the court on dirt. He gets McCab Barcelona, who's won the World Cup before. Just has a lot of things going for him. Thunder Snow clearly needed the race last time out. Saeed Ben Sur has won this race 8 times. He said, you know, we're kind of training through it. And remember, they're coming back in 3 weeks from the Montoon Challenge. So you don't want a hard race. You want to have a kind of a training race, and I think they got that. And then the issue will be how much better is he going to be Saturday than he was 3 weeks ago. He does draw post 12, which is problematic. He does get Christophe Soumillon. He's a phenomenal rider, so that's not problematic. But it'll be interesting to see what Thunder Snow can do. And then the other big horse, the local horse, is North America, who won the first 2 legs of the Montoon Challenge this year. Big horse by Didawi. And he just goes to the front and just starts rolling. Now, last year, he was crushed. He didn't get away from the gate, and that was it for him. This year, in the first 2 legs of the Montoon Challenge, going a mile and a mile and 3/16, he just rolled to the front and just keeps going and going. He kind of throttled down the last race. Satish Samar skipped the third round, which was smart. And now he comes in here with a fresh horse. And he's super dangerous. So it's going to be interesting out of the gate. Capizano and North America are right next to each other in the gate. And these riders, Barcelona and Richie Mullen, are going to really have to put the pedal down going into the first turn. And then we have Seeking the Soul, who's just clearly looking, I mean, clearly he's capable of winning a big one. And maybe this is the race when he does it. Audible didn't have the best Pegasus World Cup, running on the worst part of the track, on a sloppy track, but Audible obviously has backlash. I mean, he won the Florida Derby exactly 12 months ago. Some of the California shippers, like Pavel, look like they're in good form and might improve. Gronkowski, I don't know. He's hard to figure. But, you know, the rest of the form, Yoshida from Bill Mott can definitely get the distance. KT Brave from Japan, the nice horse, who looks like he could do well. He's earned $5 million on dirt racing alone in Japan. Thunder Snow just has to overcome post 12. That's going to be tough for him with the other two gunning to the front from the inside. So it's going to be a fascinating race to watch, and strategy-wise, it'll be real interesting. If one of the other gets away bad, like if North America gets away bad like he did last year,
right?
Capizano's loose on the lead. I don't know if they're going to catch him.
Well, and that's been the M.O.
That's going to be fascinating to watch.
That's been the M.O. in this race time and time again, when well-armed one and, you know, the loping along up front and then wins easy. And, you know, other than Iron Gate's remarkable last-to-first sweep that clearly ended up, you know, taking a real toll on him. Other than that, this has been a race notoriously won on the front end, so that's a possibility. And I can just remind everybody to visit Odds Checker in the UK, which has got the compendium of prices from the betting shops, and it gives you invariably on World Cup morning, I find a horse or two to include that you know. Just as getting money in the shops that I end up throwing in, and in fact in the Dubai Turf, the horse that might be a little bit of a play on that front right now is I Can Fly, who's basically third choice, 12-1 or so. So just an idea. I mean, when you're, you know, especially in a race like that where Almond Eye should be very tough, you know, you're going to be looking for exotics players. Almond Eye trading at 5-4, Dreamcastle 7-2, and then there's some 12 and 16-1 shots without parole, 20-1 right now in the shop. So use Odds Checker to your advantage. It tips you know, people that know these horses and this event better than, you know, a lot of us on a regular basis. And I know the Thoroughgraph, Jerry Brown, you know, Jerry's numbers have had a couple of nice hints as well. And Jerry's, I think, is going to have the package up tonight for World Cup. So there's a couple of ways to approach it. Super.
It'll be great. And many of these horses, I'm hoping many of these horses will be back in 4 weeks for the three big races in Hong Kong at the end of April, which we've seen horses come out of Dubai and go to Hong Kong and still run their race and stuff. So hopefully we'll see, especially the four Hong Kong horses, but many of the others that, you know, some of these international horses, sure, they go here, they go there, they ship, and they make a lot of money, and they're just so hard knocking. And if they were head cases, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
You try it once, and you never ship the horse again. Yeah. These horses are just, they're like puppies, you know, they just follow you around and do what they're supposed to do, and then on the big day, they produce their A game. And it's just fascinating to watch, especially with the older horses, that big and strong and just their fat. They're just amazing to watch when you see them in person. They're just different than what we're used to. We're used to a more racier type horse. And some of these older horses are just big and stout and muscles on muscles from years of racing, but sound as could be, and they behave well, and it'll just be an amazing day of racing, Stevie. We got to watch Australia Saturday and Sunday, early Saturday morning, right into Dubai, and then right into Florida Derby.
I know. This has become a fun day, this last Saturday in March, and invariably combines all of this together and makes for a fun and of course we actually have added, we got the added intrigue of a big Saturday at Santa Anita, which we didn't normally would get with the two grade ones, the Kilrow and the Beholder, yep, Mile, yep, plus the San Carlos and the Santa Ana. So a lot happening. Dick, I appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Steve. Okay, bye.
Dick Powell, HKJC, Hong Kong Jockey Club, and the Sha Tin and Happy Valley action. 2 hours in, and we've got Tony Black and Steve Haskin yet, so we'll spin right back, and we'll probably sprint to the wire. And then, of course, tomorrow, weekend preview at the races with everybody. We'll get Marcus Hirsch from Dubai. We'll talk to Mike Welch. I talked to Welchie yesterday about 11:30 visit. Jay Privman, Nick Tamaro, much, much more. We'll finally get a Quigley visit back in, too. To look at those races, Hammer, and he'll be at the CHRB meeting, so probably have some feedback on that. And I want to thank Papo Morales from AmWest, who sent a link. If you go to the CHRB website, there is audio, not visual, but there is audio. So you won't see this. You won't see any of the fisticuffs. I'm just kidding. But you can listen. And the arc, I'll send the links all up. But if you go to the CHRB, let me see, where is it? CHRB.ca.gov. There you go. Back after this.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Mikey here, and I'm going to tell you about an offer from my good friends at ExpressBet. Let's be honest. We know you love playing the races, but you can't always make it to the track. Sometimes life just gets in the way of a good bet. Well, what if I told you about a place where you never miss a bet and you start with house money? You'd say I'm crazy, right? Well, not at ExpressBet. Your first $100 are on them. That's right. Sign up with ExpressBet.com using promo code XBRadio, bet $100, and they'll deposit $100 back into your account the very next day. Hey, plus you could get an extra $25 if you use Express Fund Direct Deposit. You see what I mean? House money for betting the races. It's that easy. Check it out at ExpressBet.com to learn more. And don't forget to sign up for promo code XBRadio. You're gonna love it. And that's a Mikey guarantee. Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void where prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
With 35 years at the forefront of sports technology, Stats provides next-generation sports content for basketball, baseball, football, soccer. And now, Stats is turning its sights to horse racing. RaceLens is the most in-depth product on the market. With innovative analytics powered by data from Equibase, it will change the way you follow horse racing. Stats RaceLens, bringing clarity to handicapping. Learn more at stats.com/racelens.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-9 938-4643.